is our time for something funny. Steve has a mice story, a story about mice out of Memphis, but some names have been changed to protect the innocent, as we understand.
This is first 48.
Yeah, girl, yeah.
I was a young act, wasn't in the business long. Had a friend of mine that lived in Memphis, this guy. Mm-hmm. And so I had checked into a hotel down there, but it was like really, really messed up. It was only like, you know, $14 a night.
Ooh.
So, you know.
Oh, that door was outside right there.
And so, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
I could see the car.
Yeah.
I could see the car.
Back, call up to the
door. So I called him on his house phone. I said, hey, man, I'm in a bad spot. He said, man, just come on over to the house, man. My mom and them, they don't mind. You know, they love you. Get yourself something to eat. So I got over there about 10:30. His mom and them in the bed. His brother on the couch sleep. I'm in the kitchen with him. We eating. Mm-hmm. So he said, hey, man, just enjoy yourself. I'm going out. I said, man, I got to get up early in the morning, like about 5 in the morning, get back out on this road. I got to drive somewhere. He said, no problem, man. You can stay in my sister's bed because she gone. So I'm in his sister's bed, little bitty twin bed. And I hear these noises.
Oh, Lord.
And my suitcase is on the floor over there. And I look, and a mouse crawls out of my suitcase.
Oh, my God.
Now, I got to get up and unpack. It's about 1:30. I got to unpack.
Was your suitcase open?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't thinking nothing of it. How the hell I know?
Yeah.
So now I got to unpack, shake out everything, make sure I ain't got no mice in this luggage, because I can't put this in my car because I live in it. What you can't live in is a mice-infested car. That can hate
a mouse in the house.
Yeah, now I'm just driving their ass cross-country. I'm committing felonies. So I get up, and I said, man, let me go in the living room, man. What the hell going on?
Oh,
so I go in the living room, and I'm in a chair, and I hear this scratching by my head. And I turn around, and it's a mouse on the top of the Lazy Boy chair by my head.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Now, I done stood straight up. I done damn near touched the ceiling.
Yeah, I bet you did.
And I had nodded off. So that's about 1:30 in the morning now. Now, my boy, he gone out. So I sit up, and I noticed this mouse run across the floor from under the couch to this big round coffee table they had in the middle that was made out of fur, but you could go up under. So I saw this mouse run up under the table.
Yeah.
I said, man, there's one on the back of the chair, one on the table. I said, man, how many damn mice in here? So then a mouse just shot across the TV, just ran across the damn TV.
What?
It was a flow model. So I said, okay, man, hold up, man.
Flow model.
So I got, he had a fold-away chair up against the wall. You know the metal fold-away chairs they have at church? So I got a metal fold-away chair and put it up. And I got another one for my feet to get up in. And I put my foot up in this chair. I swear to God, I'm not lying to you at all. Mm-hmm. Them damn mice was everywhere. They start running across the floor. I said, man, is it 1:30?
Yes.
Is this the prime time?
I was just going to ask you about that.
They was running across the floor, man. They was crawling all up on the backs of the chairs. And I look up on top of the curtain, and it's two mice on top of the curtain. So I look at the curtains, and the curtains is moving.
I'm out.
The mice is crawling up the back of the curtains, up on the top rod.
Right.
Now, his brother is on the couch.
How you know that's his brother?
That's how you know it's the mouse brother.
No.
It's a family.
No, yeah. Yeah, my boy's brother was on the couch sleep. His little brother. He's 16.
Oh, we thought you meant the mouse rats, brother.
The mouse brother.
No, the mice all over the couch. They on his shoulder.
He ain't woke up.
I'm looking at him. I'm so scared for this boy.
Oh, my God.
I said, man, there's actually enough of a motor. They could really start eating your ass. you'd be able to get them in time because they're just mice. But these mice was up, and I kid y'all not, I've never seen nothing like it in my life. And I had my feet up in the fold-away chair because I'm going, man, what the hell is going on? And my eyes is burning because I can't blink because I can't take my eyes off these damn mice. My eyes is burning. If I ever needed Visine, I needed it then. I was mortified.
Man, you
them
have
damn mice was running across that floor, climbing up on this couch over there on that boy's shoulder. Then every now and then I just see him brush something. Like, that ain't no fly.
That's right.
She brushing like them is mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. Well, wake your ass up and help me through this.
Help you.
So I wanted to wake him up, man, because I needed some help to understand this. I'm telling you, man, I've never seen that many mice in my life.
In one location.
And I mean, they just running back and forth all on over the furniture, across the TV.
Yeah, this day time.
So about 2:35 in the morning, about 3, I've been up the whole time. I ain't slept a wink. I'm scared to take my foot off the chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The key stick in the door. Uh-huh. It's my boy. He coming back in. Uh-huh. He put the key in the door and turned the lock. He opened the door. Hey, man, what's happening? Wasn't a mouse, no damn.
<You're lying. laughs>
You can't explain it. Don't even try,
dog. I'm looking at him, man. He said, love, what's happening, man? I said, man, you know what the hell happened.
You're mad at him.
He said, what's wrong? I said, man, you see. Ain't a mouse. No, damn. I said, man, you looking over. Wasn't no mice. I said, they all up on the curtain. Curtains ain't moving. So, man, they been running up under. Ain't a mouse, no damn boy.
Like a dream.
His brother sleep like ain't nothing wrong. Uh-huh. It's about 3 o'clock in the morning. He came in, he said, yeah, bro, I'm hungry as hell. You want something to eat, boy? Hell no.
Not at this house.
I said, I tell you what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to go get in my car. I got to take off, man. I got to head to Nebraska. Oh, man, I thought you were going to leave a little bit late. Don't worry about that. I'm going to sleep in my damn car. And I need to get my car to the driveway because they probably climbing up in there right now.
Wow, Steve. All right, well, listen, coming up next, church complaints. It is Monday. Reverend Motown, Deacon Def Jam in the building right after this.